Hi, everyone. I'd like to introduce our Dean of Faculty, Catherine Brevard, and our new Education Director, Anya Barr, who are going to tell you a little bit about the ABR designation.
Welcome to today's podcast episode. We will be talking about the Accredited Buyers Representative course and designation. My name is Anya Barr, and I'm the Education Director here at LVR. I am happy to welcome Catherine Brevard, the Faculty Chair, here with us today, who will be talking about the importance and the steps to receiving the accreditation. We've taken big steps into implementing ABR courses here at LVR, and we will be offering them every month now for the rest of the year. And I thought it would be very informative to go over some of the benefits of taking ABR and receiving it designation. So thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you, Anya. I'm honored to be here this morning. I think this is such a huge, important value that LVR is offering for free to our agents. And that's why I actually wanted to be here today with you. You know, some of these designations can cost, gosh, up to $10,000. And so the fact that you're offering this ABR designation every month for all of the agents at no cost, I just think it's such a great benefit for our agents and in many ways, and actually not only for our agents, but for our clients as well.
Yes, I agree. And I've received a lot of questions, and I had questions myself. So I would love to transition into a few questions to hear about ABR and the benefits.
Sure.
If that's okay. Could you explain to us what the ABR designation is and why it is so important? I mean, you've mentioned it briefly in your introduction, but why should an agent take the ABR class?
Okay, good question. ABR stands for Accredited Buyers Representative. This is a two-day course that an agent can take. They must pass an exam. They must have, I believe it's 5 closings, and they must stay in good standing to use the designation of ABR. So what is it? ABR in 2 days is going to help the agents learn the value of being a buyer's agent. There's wonderful tools that the agents will learn, buyer's presentation, which is in this day and age, because our industry is changing and we're looking to going to a buyer's brokerage agreement. A lot of agents before that haven't really had the need to learn to present the value that they bring to a buyer. So now they can learn a formalized presentation of what value they bring to a buyer to help them in implementing the buyer's brokerage agreement. They will be also going through the buyer's brokerage agreement, learning different ways of presentation, scripts, what it means, questions that clients might ask, how to address those and answer them. So that would be one of the benefits for the buyer. The benefits for the clients with an ABR designation, well, first of all, it just raises that bar of professionalism of the agent in the client's eyes, right? They know that you are an accredited buyer's representative. And so I think it helps you in conveying your value to a buyer. Another benefit is that you become a member of a larger community, the ABR community, which is actually nationwide. There's a Facebook group that you can communicate with if you have questions or you want to get ideas or what are people in other parts of the country doing. But also there are always those wonderful referrals that can come through your designation. There's a directory. And so if you're looking to send clients maybe to somewhere in Florida where you don't know an agent, you can actually look up who are the ABR agents in that specific town or community to be able to refer them. And also they can be able to refer clients to you.
So in addition to that, we have an international recognition as well of the ABR designation, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, that's another great value item, particularly if you work with clients out of the country, or perhaps if you speak a second language, right? You're more apt to get those referrals. So, yes.
So where do you see the future of buyer representation go, especially looking at this year in particular, and then how do you think the designation will evolve in the future?
I think the future of buyer representation is going to be a more personalized service that's going to be offered to buyers. I know I'm already starting to see agents who are gearing up for that, who are offering a higher level of service for their buyers, that they do almost more of a concierge type mm-hmm. of services. So I think to show value, they're going to be increasing the services that are offered for the clients.
I think that really showcased how important it is. I wanted to add, one of the requirements is also to take an elective course. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so it's a 2-day course, an elective class that you can take prior or after the class, and then you have to be in good standing, correct?
Correct, yes. So you have to be current with your membership, of course, with LVR, NVAR, and NAR. And those elective classes we offer here at LVR as well.
That's correct. And I think the next one is actually in May. So on the 29th, we're offering At Home with Diversity, which is one of the electives that would qualify you for the designation. And then the 30th and 31st, we're offering the ABR course. So really 3 days at LVR and you can get your designation. Also those five transactions, correct?
It doesn't happen right after the class. I want the agents to be aware of that. You fill out your application and this is a national designation, ABR. Once you've received your completion certificate from NAR, you then may start using your designation in your signature line as well, business cards, all of your marketing. And once again, I think it's important for agents to understand that when they're talking to buyers, being able to use this designation as part of their professional, you know, value that they're offering is going to be really huge.
Great. I'm glad you clarified that. So when our members take the classes here with LVR, they'll receive a certificate from us, and that certificate they will submit to NAR, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so that's not a process that we give. It's NAR that will give them the designation. That's good to know. You already mentioned a lot of the advantages, but what do you think is really one of the most key element you will take out of this class?
Well, I think there's many, as you said, elements to your ABR. It's 2 days, so it's a little hard for me to go through, but several of the points that I think are really of high value. As you know, we're going over to the buyer's brokerage agreement. It's been postponed till August now as a requirement. And a lot of agents, you know, when I teach courses, I ask them, you know, if I have 45 students in my class, I ask them, how many of you routinely use a buyer's brokerage mm-hmm. agreement, a BBA? I would say less than 5% of the agents actually use them. And I really think that the main reason more agents don't use a buyer's brokerage agreement is because they're not familiar with it. You know, they think that it's, you know, a document that their clients will resist. And it's been my experience in using one and also in talking to other agents that actually the resistance, if you've presented it in the right way, is very minimal. You know, I liken it to something that, you know, when you go to an attorney and you ask them to write your will, you're going to be signing an agreement, a buyer's brokerage agreement, so in effect, that if they do your will for you, you're going to be paying them this amount of money, right? When you go to the doctors, right, and they're going to do an operation, you're going to sign something that says if they do this operation for you, you're going to pay them this amount of money. In fact, almost every professional that I know of, every profession uses some type of buyer's brokerage agreement. They call it differently. And so getting used to that and making it just a matter of course of your day-to-day business and working with buyers, I think is extremely important. And learning how to do that, learning to be comfortable with the buyer's brokerage agreement, what you can say, what you can't say. Can you do a buyer's brokerage agreement for just a weekend? Sure you can. Well, first of all, you're going to ask your broker, right? Because your broker always has final say. But there's a lot of moving parts to it that the class will discuss and get you comfortable in using. Let's just look at the benefits. It's free, right? Mm-hmm. It's only 2 days, right? You go for some designations and it takes you 6 months. This is only 2 days. You learn basically some tools that you're going to be required to use, right, by the end of the summer. So now is the time to take advantage of that.
So I think we've established that it's important and what the benefits are. And again, every month we will offer the classes here at LVR.
So how will the class be? Will it say ABR designation class? Is that?
Yes.
And all they need to do is enroll. And once again, there's no cost.
So in order to view our ABR classes or class schedule here at LVR, as well as all of our other designation classes and regular CE classes and post classes in general, you can go to lasvegasrealtor.com. You would log in with your ID number and your password, obviously, and go to the education page. As soon as you go to our education page, you will see a list of schedules displayed on the left-hand side there. And you can see all of our upcoming classes, courses, designations. And we have implemented and embedded an accredited buyer representative schedule solely for the ABR classes here at LVR. And when you open that document, you will see ABR classes that we will offer. We made it easy for you to spot the dates on one page, and hopefully that will make it easier to register for the class.
Oh, that's excellent, Anya. You know, I'm going to urge agents, because you know the old saying that what you don't schedule doesn't get done, is as soon as this podcast is over, that you go into the website and schedule your ABR class. That way it'll be on your calendar and you'll get it done.
You can register directly on our website, or you can call our department and we're happy to register you.
And it's free every month through December,
that's correct.
It's free every month through December. So please, I urge you, don't let this wonderful opportunity pass. I think it's just another, you know, great value that LVR is providing for all of us.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time to talk a little bit more about ABR today. And I hope we brought, you know, the importance of the designation to our members today.
Great. Thank you for having me.